This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We thank you for joining us. Mr. Rob Centers, right where he belongs. He's back at the producer's chair, so we appreciate that this morning. In the studio with us now, two guests to talk about PA Mentor. It's a foster parenting organization that's thriving in Pennsylvania, but always recruiting and looking for more individuals to serve as foster parents. Two recruiters are here. Megan Goff is here. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Very much appreciated. Angela Stanley, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate you coming in. PA Mentor, folks might not be familiar with your organization. Megan, you want to explain what PA Mentor is, please?
Yeah, Pennsylvania Mentor was founded in 1989, and we're just a human service provider. We're located throughout Pennsylvania. We recently came out into this area, so we're just getting our name out there.
And it may be slightly unknown to some folks that foster parenting organizations and many other human service providers are private nonprofit organizations. Individuals get started up and help supplement sort of the county or the state operations that do comparable work.
Yeah, correct. So we're really working with the counties throughout Pennsylvania. They're referring children and families to us. A lot of our kids are coming in with some trauma histories, and so we really focus on healing, healing the kids and healing families through the process. There's a lot of different success stories and successes that come from all of that. It really looks different to a lot of different people. I mean, sometimes a success story is a child going home to their bio family. Sometimes it's a child that's moving forward into independent living. So there's a lot of different, you know, situations, and that's something that we really kind of take pride in. We're very specialized and individualized. So,
right. And Angela, explain what foster parenting is. I think we all sort of think we know, but your definition would be good, would helpful.
You welcome a child into your home, nurture them, and welcome the people in that will help with the healing as far as therapeutic healing. So therapists and the staff involved that come into your home to help this child reach their permanency goals.
All right. And you're the parent, so you're running the kid around to soccer and those kinds of things.
Right.
And providing nutritious meals and so on. And PA Mentor oversees all of this and sort of a supervisor or caseworker or somebody like that, a liaison exists for the family.
Yes, absolutely.
Throughout all of this, and so that individual could help out. And how do kids get into the foster parent program? You mentioned therapeutic, so obviously in some cases there's some interaction with other human service providers. How do kids get into the foster parenting system?
They're referred through county agencies or other agencies, but they get referred to us. And we're basically looking for people to be foster parents. And the steps involved in that are they need to have reliable transportation, they have to be at least 21 years of age. What else, Megan?
An extra bedroom in their home. So there is, you know, a process that we go through with a family. It's usually 8 to 12 weeks to get a family approved. And that's something that, you know, there's specific state requirements, but then there's some requirements that Pennsylvania Mentor has as well. So when a family reaches out to a recruiter, you know, Angela or myself, we will talk more specific about those you know, requirements, and we really help as recruiters. We help these families through that 8 to 12 weeks get approved and go through skill development and just get their homes ready to welcome a child.
Right, and so, and I think it's probably no coincidence that we asked for guests to talk about PA Mentor. We end up with two recruiters. You're recruiting.
Yes.
Right. All right. So, explain what you're doing. You're spreading the word about the idea of being a foster parent,
yes.
Angela.
Yes, we are. We're now serving Columbia, Montour, Snyder, Union, and Northumberland counties. So we're looking specifically in those areas for new families that will welcome children into their home because there's a large need in this area.
Mm-hmm. So there's a large unmet need. I guess that's the key.
Yes.
Is that you have kids that you can place, but you don't have a place to
right.
go?
Yes. So we're looking specifically in this area for new homes for children in this area.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. And you're recruiting.
Yeah, we're recruiting. And we've really seen, you know, we've been in Pennsylvania since 1989, and we have seen again, the success of just one person stepping up and taking a child in their home and making that commitment to help heal a child and a family through the, you know, the process of, you know, getting them home or moving them forward in life. So,
and for that family, explain what happens before, during, and after this, or I guess before and during this whole process.
Yeah, so before, you know, a family is becoming, you know, they're interested in becoming a foster parent, they'll reach out to us. We'll get them set up with paperwork and home visits and things like that that we'll need to do to get them prepared. And, you know, there is some paperwork involved, so we'll help with that. And during the process, again, Angela and I, or any recruiter, would be really involved with them. And then towards the end, we start in a matching process. So we'll start matching a family up with a child. And it's important to note that we do take that matching process really it's very important. So our families are really involved in that matching process. We want the families that are coming in, we want the children coming into our program to make sure that, you know, everybody's comfortable and it's going to work positively for everybody involved.
All right, and background checks, that kind of thing, sort of investigation, interviews, deep interviews, I guess. You know, you're really asking people how you're going to react to certain situations and so on.
We need to make sure that the homes are safe.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, we pay for those background checks. So, and that's one of the beginning parts, or that's really the first step when we work with a family, is to get those background checks out of the way and get them done, and then kind of move forward.
Okay, pa-mentor.com is the website. We want folks to be aware of that. We're talking to Megan Goff and Angela Stanley, our recruiters, trying to make sure that all the area families around here that might be eligible for this, it's kind of like a life-giving service. You got to have more than maybe really just a little free time, but you got to be ready to devote all the rest of that time to this youngster.
Absolutely.
And it's a giving thing? Why would somebody do this? I know you get a stipend to offset the expenses, but what's in the hearts of some of the folks who are great foster parents around here?
They really, really try to heal this traumatized youth that might be coming into their home. They want to reach independence and hope that they can live a happy and healthy life, whether it be with them through adoption or going back with their biological family. It's just really have a giving heart to give to the youth.
Yeah. Right, and this is really an opportunity for folks to help out in a number of ways, in a wide variety of ways, but being a foster parent is the main goal. You're going to be at a couple of places around here, so
yes.
Let's talk about that.
On July 22nd, which is a Monday, we'll be at the Oppenheimer Playground in Sunbury. They give lunch at 11:30, and then after lunch at 1:15, we will be there doing dirt pudding with the kids, and we'll be bringing information for families and parents that might be interested in becoming foster parents. So at 1:15 on July 22nd at the Oppenheimer Playground. Then August 6th, which is a Tuesday, the National Night Out in Sunbury. I'll be in Cameron Park. That goes from 5 to 8, and I'll have information and giveaways there. August 10th is a Saturday. Hand in Hand Family Resource Center is having a beef and brew at Rolling Pines in Berwick. We sponsored that event, and I will be there with some information as well. That you can look that up on Facebook. And then August 11th at Lawton Schroyer Pool, which is known as the Rock Street Pool in Shamokin, we are sponsoring a free swim day, pool day. You can bring your entire family, go there for free from 12 to 7.
So you guys are picking up the tab for everybody to swim that day.
Yes.
And it's going to be 100 degrees that day. I just sense that you're going to be swamped.
Hopefully.
Describe sort of the typical foster parenting family. I guess if you're recruiting at pool day, you're thinking they probably already have a child or maybe even two children.
They could have kids already. They could be single, unmarried. All different walks of life can become a foster parent. Yes.
Have either of you ever fostered?
Not yet. Something in the future I would like to do. Yeah.
Well, how about that? And I think that's noteworthy. It certainly requires sort of what's in the hearts of individuals. I asked Angela. I asked you too.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of individuals or families that we see just. They just have, you know, like Angela mentioned, a giving heart. Just they really want to make a difference, you know, in a child and a family's life. They're, you know, really set to help their community. And it's something that they may have seen their families do. They have maybe been in foster care previously. But again, and just Angela did say it, we see people from all walks of life. We don't, you don't have to be married. You can be single. You can want to have a family, already have your own children. Sometimes we see empty nesters, you know, families that have recently had kids go to college and now they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we see a lot of people.
Right, yeah, all that good parenting skill, you need to have mm-hmm. that go to waste. How long do foster children stay at a home?
Well, it all depends on the situational, I would say. It mm-hmm. could be just a little while. It could be a couple years. It could 6 months. It all depends on the situation that the kiddo is coming from and where they're going.
Okay, so months to years is sort of the range. And does this ever turn into adoption? Is that
yes.
feasible? Explain how that does happen and how often, that kind of thing.
Sure. And we have seen some adoptions recently through our programs, and it's pretty amazing to watch and to kind of see that process. If a child is if that's their goal to you know, for the long-term goal, sorry, for adoption, then we really just work with the family and we work with a state agency through Pennsylvania that really focuses on that adoption. So it's usually like a 6 to 9 month process for a child to really, you know, finish up that adoption process. But
and that's what, 1% of the families, 2%?
I would say maybe 5%.
Okay.
Yeah. I
certainly a smaller number, but you get that perfect match and you try to make it happen.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, that's one of the success stories, you know. Every child, you know, it's different what their permanency goal is. And it could be adoption. It could be going home to their bio family.
You try to make that happen.
We do.
Sort of an ideal conclusion there.
Yeah.
PA-mentor.com. Megan Goff and Angela Stanley are recruiters. They're going to be at the Oppenheimer Playground in Sunbury on the 22nd of this month. That's a Monday. And then they'll be, what time at the Oppenheimer Playground?
Our activity starts at 1:15, but we'll be there prior to that.
Okay, 1:15, so that afternoon. And then the free pool day at the Lawton Shore Pool is on August 11th for folks up there, and they'll be up in Berwick at a, there's a sort of slight fundraising aspect to the
Hand in Hand Family Resource Center, yeah.
Right, okay, fantastic. All right, PA-mentor.com. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah.